Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, in light of the COVID pandemic, in light of us having lots of people come over the border, a lot of refugees from Afghanistan, a lot of people shifting states and leaving areas that we thought they were going to just stay in forever, and now they're coming to your area, the big question remains, what's happening to our hospitals? I believe many areas throughout the United States have been underfitted from a hospital blueprint and from a hospital structural standpoint. And I believe a lot of states don't have enough hospital beds. We don't have enough ICU beds to begin with. And I get it's expensive. I get hospitals don't want to sit around empty. I mean, I don't know if you remember the Pearl Harbor movie, the one with Ben Affleck. They were just kind of joking about how, I didn't say Affleck, I said Affleck. Anyway. They were, you know, the nurses were joking that nothing ever happens in Hawaii and Honolulu, you know, and it's an open hospital just sitting there. And then, of course, they were overwhelmed during Pearl Harbor. And nobody can anticipate. But a problem we have is people who need the ICU, people who need the hospital, there aren't beds for them when we have a pandemic. Now, might I say, this is something that isn't new. Every winter, we hear about people just in the hallway. I mean, when I had my kidney stone, I was basically treated in a hallway. I didn't get a bed for hours because there weren't beds. There was, you know, even in the ER setting, you're in the hallway. I've had to deliver babies in a hallway. I mean, you know, sadly, there are certain times of the year where the hospital is overwhelmed. Well, this story of a Ray Demonia, a 73-year-old, ended up having a heart issue. And he was from Coleman, Alabama, and he died in Mississippi, about 200 miles from his home, because there were no cardiac ICU beds nearby. Now, the family's pleading for everybody to get vaccinated against COVID, because apparently a lot of the ICUs are being filled up with COVID patients. I don't know exactly how many of the ICU beds were COVID patients. I mean, there also could have been heart patients and pneumonia patients and others. But they say, due to COVID-19, CRMC emergency staff contacted 43 hospitals in three states in search of a cardiac ICU bed, finally located one in Meridian, Mississippi. So, Demonia had gone to Coleman Regional Medical Center on August 23rd, was having heart problems. He's in his 70s. And his daughter, Raven, had said that, or the granddaughter said her mother got a call from the hospital staff 12 hours after he was admitted, saying that the staff called 43 hospitals and couldn't find a specialized cardiac ICU bed. The staff found one at Rush Foundation Hospital, Meridian, Mississippi. He was airlifted, and then, sadly, I believe he ended up dying. Now, the not enough ICU beds, all right, you're going to see the narrative be all about what's the unvaccinated's fault. We understand a lot of unvaccinated are the ones now using up our hotel rooms, our hospital beds. But we need to also call it like it is. We are under-equipped for our older population. And so we are taking in new people when we don't have a health system or a structured health system that is able to take care of our Americans. If I was in my 70s and I had supported my country and I had paid taxes and I had done everything I was supposed to and I get sick, I want a hospital bed with my name on it. Well, there isn't one. Now, we have a hospital bed for the president. And we probably have a hospital bed for the vice president. There are hospital beds with people's names on it. But for the most part, for the rest of us, no. We just take our chances. If we get ill, hopefully a hospital bed is there. We don't really have a hospital bed with our name on it. It just doesn't work that way. But I think it, in a way it should, because we are doing everything we're supposed to for our health. We're doing everything we're told to. And it should be a right for us to have health care access. Now, the right and the left, Democrat and Republicans, it just seems to be a little hypocritical on their approach. They might be mandating vaccines, but then they might be open, you know, with some of their, or they might be lax in some of their illegal immigration policies or refugee policies. And so we are maybe not really consistent with, you know, what constitutes a person using up a hospital bed that should versus not as a doctor. I don't like the blame game. I don't care what your immigration status is. I don't care what your vaccination status is. I don't care what your ethnicity is. I don't care what your reasons are for smoking or whatever. If you are in that hospital bed, we take care of you. But right now, there's this big lynching of people who are unvaccinated, and they are going to use this story of this gentleman who sadly died because there weren't enough ICU beds for another reason for unvaccinated people to be refused care at a hospital. Now, this is going to be a big debate. If somebody chose not to vaccinate for COVID, and then they get ill with COVID, do they have a right to take that hospital bed from somebody who, you know, did vaccinate for COVID, did follow the rules, but just sadly aged? You know, older individuals are kind of torn by this because many societies will discriminate against older individuals and say, no, we need to save a kid who has COVID. And there's a 20-year-old who didn't want to get the vaccine. He did stupid. Who are we going to save, the 20-year-old or the 70-year-old? And I say, why are we in this position? We are one of the wealthiest countries in the nation, and we really don't have enough beds. It doesn't make any sense. All this commercial real estate is going under because of COVID. You're telling us we don't have the space? We don't have enough staff? We don't have enough ventilators? We don't have enough monoclonal antibodies? Yeah. Yeah. Here we are doing all sorts of other things, spending all sorts of money on all sorts of other things. But you have somebody who has a heart condition. It's his time to get treated. He deserves that. And nope. Sorry, we don't have enough ICU beds. That's a problem. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and my nose is running. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So my husband and I are complete opposites. If I'm in, let's say, I don't know, a grocery store or at a parking lot, and somebody is, I don't know, speeding, or somebody's music is too loud, or somebody, you know, I don't know, it might almost run me over. Usually I'm not in a position where somebody would run me over or whatever. You know, I might just kind of give them a look, but just I'll just go about my day. I don't really need to engage them. Hubby's a little different. Hubby likes to engage them. Now, hubby likes to smack their car, throw something at the car, run after their car, yell at them, call them names, and I need to tell them, stop doing that, you know, because you just never know. And so we always kind of debate. You know, I got boys. So the boys are like, yeah, daddy. It's like, people, you don't want to get into a fight. You know, that. Yeah, I know you might want to get them back. I know you might want to kind of, you know, show that you didn't, they didn't, you know, get one over on you, but it's just not worth it to engage. And when the kids are like, why, Mom, are you being paranoid about people? And I'm like, I realize a lot of people have mental illness. They do. And I have seen a lot of people with mental illness that just snap with just a very simple, small little thing that you do. Look, where was that in L.A. where somebody flipped off another driver and they decided to shoot her and kill her? I think that happened a few times this last year. Where, I mean, how many times have you flipped somebody off? I don't flip people off anymore. I just don't. Because I really think there are some crazies out there. They'll just turn the car around. In fact, I think this was over the weekend. There was somebody who was walking along a street, made a hand gesture to a car. The car turns around and tries to run them over. I can't tell you how many times there are these just random acts of violence just because you do one small thing. I'm watching right now a video. This is being reported by Daily Mail. Somebody was in a Brooklyn subway station. And I guess some guy is just running up an escalator. And there was a woman there. She's 32 years old. And I guess when he kind of, you know, pushed by her to get up, you know, rather than letting it go, she goes, excuse me. All right. And I get it. I get it. People want to, you know, highlight that they're being rude. You know, and maybe in the olden days, that's how we taught kids how not to be rude. Well, this guy that was going to go about his way turns around. She starts to look down because she doesn't want to engage him now. And he kicks her in the chest and she falls down the stairs. Now, she lives. I don't think she needed to be hospitalized. I think she got out of this all okay. But he could have just very easily turned around and shot her. And so on this show, every now and then I have to kind of remind you all that we got some real crazy sons of guns out there that have no problem trying to kill you just for you going, excuse me, rude, I was here first. Now, I do have to correct myself. Correction. If somebody takes cuts in front of me in line, I do speak up. I do not like cutsies. I can't stand it. In fact, when I'm in a car, I told you guys, when I'm in L.A. and you're stuck in traffic and there's people driving on the shoulder or driving in the exit lane to pass and then cut in back into the right lane to get back to stay on the road, you could be just stuck there for hours because all these cars are now coming in front of you and you don't get to budge or move. So what I do is I take my car and I block the road a little bit so people can't do that. And they get mad. But again, I don't want to be stuck, you know, because you're forced. And there's always somebody that goes, oh, somebody needs to let in. And, you know, you're like, idiot. And we've been here the whole time. I do have a problem. If I'm at a grocery store and somebody takes cuts, or I'm like, we were here, you know, Disneyland, somebody took cuts. It was ridiculous. So I just don't do well with that. And I might, you know, engage them because I want my place in line. But I don't want to be stabbed. I don't want to be shot. And so how many people out there are with that kind of degree of mental illness where they will try to just throw you down a subway stairway or throw you in front of a subway train? I mean, we've seen just random people go out. You're just standing there waiting for your train, and some guy decides to just throw you in front of the train. I mean, we have very, very sick individuals. And I think the average person doesn't realize what mental illness is and how something so small can trigger something. Remember that Roanoke ex-media employee, he worked for a TV station, got fired because he didn't get along with one of the reporters or one of the photojournalists. And he decides to gun them down a week later when they were doing a live interview. We're firing people. We're saying excuse me. We're flipping people off because we used to be able to do that without any consequences. You know, you were a jerk. We're going to flip you off. You move about your day. Movies have made fun of it. People get fired all the time. People quit. But there's always that one person out there that decides to use that as a reason to kill or to go after somebody. You know, I spoke to you about how, you know, when employers let people go, one of the most dangerous times is the weeks or days following that. Because the rejection, the being used, the way that a lot of places, you know, fire you, it's not a very, shall we say, you know, easy, you know, pride swallow, you know, you aren't able to leave, you know, they do it where, you know, they have all these guards and you have to pack up your office and you have to leave stuff and get paraded, you know, out the escalator and the floor and all that. And so people are like, I'm getting you back. Now, a lot of people get people back just legally. Well, you know, I'm going to be your competition or I'm going to whatever. But people who feel like they can't take on a beast like that will turn around and sadly do a work shooting or, you know, look at these school shootings with bullies. And so I don't know what the answer is, because when we think someone's a little bit weird, someone's a little bit out there, you can't just sit there and go, yeah, I think this is going to be the next mass shooter. But this is somebody that just kind of went up an escalator, bumped into somebody. She goes, excuse me. And boom, almost died. I don't want to tell anybody to be a weenie. I think we all should have a right to fight for what we want, what we believe is right. If we think somebody's doing a bad behavior that, you know, can hurt somebody or, you know, say, look, you know, I got a kid, you almost hurt my kid, you know, can you watch it next time? I feel like it is in a way our duty. Just realize that you better be prepared that person you are accosting might have a gun, might not care, might be a complete whack job and want to kill you or hurt you. And we have so many people that haven't gotten care. They're not on their medications. They're not getting their therapy. And I just feel like that there's more people out there with mental illness than we give them credit for. And it's mental illness that is severe and homicidal or even suicidal. And I don't know. It's a shame. So NYPD is actually still searching for this gentleman. His picture's all over. Of course, he's wearing a mask. You know, as everybody's wearing a mask, it just makes a law enforcement job more difficult. And, actually, the guy said that he did tell her, excuse me. Then he kicked her in the chest. So she has a bunch of cuts, scrapes, arm, legs, thigh. I don't know if she hit her head as the same trauma to the head. But NYPD released photos of the suspect on Sunday night. They're asking for the public's help in identifying him. And anybody who does identify him, call NYPD Crime Stoppers hotline at 1-800-577-TIPS. There are crime surges everywhere. Police arrested a 37-year-old man in connection to a string of Manhattan groping attacks. Somebody was running around groping people anywhere from 11 years old to 31. He would ride up on a scooter, and then he would grab their breasts and speed away. What an idiot. 1-877-DOCS-ALLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congressional leaders and lawmakers are marking the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. An event was held Monday after the actual anniversary was marked on Saturday.
Today and always, Americans are united in grief for those who lost their lives and for their families, and gratitude for the heroes of the day.
The Lancet is publishing an article that says the general public doesn't need COVID-19 booster shots right now. The article in the peer-reviewed journal says there's still a high degree of protection against a severe outcome after getting the virus. However, they added booster shots may be needed in the future. That's if immunity as a result of current vaccines is reduced, or if there's a new variant that renders the shots less useful. And you're listening to USA Radio News. GOP gubernatorial frontrunner Larry Elder was almost hit by an egg thrown by a woman wearing a gorilla mask. Elder is calling for the woman to be arrested on Fox and Friends, but he also says he doesn't expect it to happen.
Maybe she's one of the people that should be in bar behind bars, but for the DA out here in L.A. who was supported by Gavin Newsom, who has not been charging criminals to the fullest extent of the law, maybe she'd be in jail.
LAPD say they're looking for the woman, but say she would only face a misdemeanor battery charge and not a hate crime. A lead FBI agent looking into the alleged kidnapping plot of Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is off the job. The Detroit News reporting Richard Trask was fired last week. His removal comes as Trask is waiting for trial on charges of allegedly beating his wife in July after they attended a swingers party. The prosecution also announcing earlier this month they would not use Trask as a witness during the upcoming trial. USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With the dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so this next part, we're going to talk a little bit about the psychology of the voter, the psychology of you or I, and why this country is going to go socialized and why Governor Newsom is going to probably win tomorrow, and what I think is a reality that a lot of us don't realize and we need to realize, okay? So when I was little, okay, I didn't like getting in trouble. Getting in trouble sucked. So when I got a good girl, Dolly's being a good girl. As a kid, you're like, woohoo, yes. Being a good girl. I'm being a good girl. Mommy's happy. Daddy's happy. good things are going to happen. If I was a bad girl, bad things happen. Wasn't fun being a bad girl. Some kids like being bad. They don't like the rules. They don't like being told what to do. I don't like being told what to do. I like with a job, don't tell me how to do a job. Just tell me what you need, what your goal is, and I'll make that goal happen. Let me have all the freedom to do what I need to. I'm not really good with rules, but I was, as a child, as many of us were as children, told, good girl, good boy, bad girl, bad boy. And so we as children were trained from the beginning that if you follow the rules, you get rewarded. If you don't follow the rules, you get in trouble. And so when these lockdowns happened and these mask mandates happen, for me, because I really don't like rules and I don't like being told what to do, I'm like, don't tell me how to be good. Just tell me to be good. And I could be good. I could figure out how to be good. All right? You don't want the COVID virus spread. I'm not going to cough on anybody. I'm going to keep my distance from people. I might on my own go get vaccinated. But once you start to tell me, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this, and I'm like, yes, sir. Nah, it doesn't work for me. I talked to you guys about how when I like to do community service and I like to have students do community service, when you tell them, you need to go and clean that window, you need to go and do this, no. But if I say, look, come up with a project. Come up with something you're passionate about. It's all you. You make it your own. It's like night and day. So I know where I stand psychologically. I just don't like the rules. I don't like the mandates. I know what I need to do to be a good girl, but I don't need the rules. Well, not everybody's like me. There's a lot of people out there, and understandably so, where they like the structure. They like the structure. They like knowing that all they have to do is X, Y, and Z, which is why you hear from people. All you have to do is wear the mask and get your vaccine, and you're good. You just have to do those two things. Oh, and social distance. Wear the mask, get the vaccine, and social distance. And they like the checking of the boxes. They do well that way. Just like, you know, some people, they like a shopping list. I can't do a shopping list. I like, no. If I need a shopping list, something's, I can't do it. I just need to go in and memorize it all, because if I do a shopping list, that means that I need a crutch and I need to keep myself in check, and I don't need to keep myself in check. I can do this. You know, we all kind of have our own little ways of how we want to do something. And so when I see these people who like the rules, you know, just everybody wear a mask. Everybody do this. Everybody do this. It's like, do you remember in school, okay, I was class clown. So I was in the back of the class, and I went to 12 schools. But then you had the student government leader or the teacher's pet or the whatever standing up there trying to get brownie points from the teacher saying, you guys need to do this. You guys need to do this. You guys. I'm like, who the hell are you? You're not my mama. So there are people out there that are like, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to wear the mask, you need to do that. And there are other people going, I got you, I'm following the rules, and they like that. And they're comfortable with that. Some of us, no. As long as we still meet the same goal and we get stuff done, that's fine. But when the lockdowns happened and when a lot of that chaos happened, you also had people who liked that they liked the drama, that they liked the chaos, that they liked that they didn't have to go to work. And so we spoke about this earlier. I think one of the polls shows Gavin Newsom is in the lead, and even the Larry Elder is probably doing far better than anybody else could in a recall election, because there were so many people that benefited from the lockdown. And even though thousands of people got hurt by the lockdowns, because that's the big thing with Governor Newsom. People are really, really mad about the lockdowns and him going out to eat and whatever. But the employees of the lockdowns, if they got to make extra unemployment benefits, and they didn't have to go to work, they're not mad at Newsom. If somebody got PPP money, if somebody benefited from the lockdowns, and a lot of people out there did, they're not going to be mad at Newsom. So if it's only the business owners, that's not enough for the votes. So Newsom is going to probably be fine and not go anywhere. So when I hear people start to say, oh, we need to lock down again. Like, what are you talking about? Well, the schools, there's COVID, kids are getting COVID and all that. You start to wonder, are you wanting lockdown because you are really, really worried about the public health crisis and you're worried about the kids, or does lockdown benefit you? And I said this last year, and I'm going to say it again. If you at all benefit and do better, right, because of a lockdown, because you get to work from home and you prefer to work from home, or you get to get extra money, or it just works for you, or you get out of seeing the in-laws, you need to sit this one out, and we need just objective people, right, talking about this, because I can't stand hearing people help decide policy where a whole group of individuals are getting screwed, a minority of individuals are getting screwed, and other people are benefiting, and they do it in the name of public health. You know, Governor Newsom being recalled shows that people are mad. But if he wins, it shows that a lot of people weren't mad enough, or they liked it. And our country moving towards socialism will hinge partially on what happens with the Newsom election. 1.5 million people wanted Newsom to go away and be recalled. And we are going to probably see millions of people vote in tomorrow's election. I still don't know what the heck is going on with the holes in the envelopes, and we don't know if there's going to be voter fraud or not. But I have heard from people, right, left, loving what Newsom did with the lockdowns and saying, look, poo-hoo. So if some people lose their businesses, it helped the greater good. There were business owners and a lot of businesses that got screwed, but not enough of them to make a difference in terms of preventing this from happening again. Because a lot of people out there benefited from the lockdowns. They did. Now, like I said earlier, it is okay to make, you know, life gives you lemons, make lemonade. I was very optimistic, and I tried to look at the brighter side of things and the silver lining, because I didn't want the kids getting depressed. I didn't want the family getting depressed. I'm like, well, look, you know, this is how we make a good situation. But sadly, there are people that, you know, that's not what they're doing. They really like the chaos. They like that we're living in a historical time, that they don't have to then go to the doctor. They don't have to see their boss. Right? They get to work from home. They get to, you know, have no traffic. You know, they get to go to a restaurant. I heard people say, you know, gosh, it was nice that I'm in a restaurant that's only 50% capacity, and there's low noise, and there's low, you know, people liked it. And when you have people that liked it, they're not going to be really willing to make any changes from a political standpoint. And that's how socialism just starts to come into play, or even communism. Because if people are like, you know what, I don't mind the rules. I like the rules. I like living in rules. Because I get to be the good girl or the good boy. That's going to be a problem for society. And we did it to kids ever since they were little. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating.
We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I can see why you guys are all confused. Okay, are pediatric shots available? Are they not? Are boosters coming out? Are they not? Well, an expert review of scientific evidence to date, being reported by CNBC, has concluded that COVID-19 vaccine booster shots are not needed at this time for the general public. This is according to a group of leading U.S. and international scientists in the peer-reviewed journal The Lancet. The conclusion by scientists, including two senior FDA administration officials and the World Health Organization, came as studies continue to show that the current authorized COVID vaccines in the U.S. remain highly effective against severe disease and hospitalization, caused by the fast-spreading Delta variant. They say while COVID vaccine effectiveness against mild disease may wane over time, protection against severe disease may persist. That's because the body's immune system is complex and has other defenses besides antibodies that may protect someone from getting seriously sick. Therefore, they say the current evidence does not appear to show a need for boosting in the general population in which efficacy against severe disease remains high. And wide distribution of boosters is not appropriate at this stage in the pandemic. So there's a lot of back and forth because the World Health Organization has been against boosters from the beginning because they are trying to get vaccines to the poorer countries. You have poor countries that have been still battling COVID that still haven't even gotten any vaccines. And meanwhile, here we are in America threatening vaccine passports, threatening to make you lose your job, not being able to fly, all sorts of stuff. And people don't want the vaccine. If they don't want the vaccine, give it to the poor countries. There are vaccine cases. I mean, people are grappling with thousands of cases. Iran, Turkey, the UK. The UK, they've had a pretty robust vaccination process. Nope, they're still battling cases. The Philippines. So what's going on here? What is the truth? Everybody's like, Dr. Dahlia, tell us the truth. Well, the truth of the matter is the vaccine helps against hospitalization, but we still have vaccinated individuals getting sick. We still have high cases because we're testing more. We're going to have a case spike because we have already said vaccinate or test. That's now a mandate that the Labor Department is going to kind of put through under Biden's orders. And so we know cases are going to go up anyway. And then the U.S. is going to have an issue of, well, wait a second. If you're due for a booster, does that mean you're unvaccinated again? And it's going to be a mess. And so the U.S. is going to probably make boosters voluntary. And they're going to say, look, if you want them, they're there. If you don't want them, that's fine. The World Health Organization is going to say, please give us the extra shots so we can make sure they go to other countries. And you and I are going to be like, okay, guys, you know, which is it? Do we need the booster or don't we? And the message is very confusing. This is the way it's always been with the masks, with the vaccine, and it makes it look like the government doesn't know what the hell they're talking about, which is why I said the mandate is a bad move. Don't be mandating, because now you're going to have to backpedal or double down when it comes to the boosters or when it comes to flu. I mean, and are you even ready for that? Shares of COVID vaccine maker BioNTech was down more than 5%. In today's trading. Again, there's money to be made with the vaccines. I think they're protective. I think anybody who is at risk of severe COVID will benefit from the vaccine. But I would really like to see attention on the monoclonal antibodies. I'd like to see us get access to monoclonal antibodies. I'd like to see a medication we could take similar to Tamiflu for COVID that we could take to prevent Tamiflu. I'd like to prevent COVID. Or to stave off COVID in its early days. I'd like to see N95 respirators passed out to everybody so they have access to that if they want to wear one. That's what I'd like to see some of the attention going to. But no. It's all about we need to show we have a number where we vaccinated 80% of the population. Or we did this, we did, you know. I mean, the UK is a highly vaccinated country. Israel is a highly vaccinated country. America is a highly vaccinated country. We're still dealing with the variant. Mind you, most of the hospitalized people are unvaccinated. COVID is killing. It is killing people. Which is why if you could get the vaccine, get the vaccine. But, I mean, we don't even have public officials agree on what we need to do. And I think one of the reasons is because we're still with our head in the sand of where this virus came from. I believe it's been over 2 years since that lab leak happened. Now remember, with China, they've leaked before. This would be the third time a SARS was leaked. Man, again, no, we don't know where it came from. We don't know. We don't want to blame anybody. So if we don't even know the origins, we don't know where the mutations came from, we don't know if somebody is still leaking this stuff, then we're going to be chasing our tail this whole time. As I said earlier, Fauci is backing COVID vaccine for air travel. He said he'll support it. So if you can't get the vaccine, religious exemption, medical exemption, which the government may later fight because they're now going to be making sure there's no abuses of that, you might not be able to get on a plane if you need to. Fauci was asked during an interview with The Skim on Monday if he would support it. He said yes. He said, I would support that if you want to get on a plane and travel with other people, that you should be vaccinated. Mind you, vaccinated individuals could spread the virus as well. Now, the White House has not taken a specific federal vaccination requirement for air travel off the table. But with Fauci supporting it, well, most likely White House will move forward. Apparently, it's Jeff Zients, White House Coronavirus Response Director. He said, as to travel, we're taking further action, as you know, to double the fines for noncompliance of masking on airlines. And overall, I think we have a very strong track record that shows we're pulling available levers to acquire vaccinations, and we're not taking any measures off the table. So for those of you who are thinking, okay, let's just let this pass, Delta virus is variants going down. No, I think they want to show, I think the White House wants to show that they are in a position of power, and they are in a position of, look at how we can, you know, make this work. Meanwhile, I don't know if you heard, but at a college, I guess it was a college football game, in the audience, people were screaming, blank Biden. I was surprised it was at the Mets-Yankees game. Or no, was it a college football game also? Apparently, there were a bunch of different games, and people were screaming. Apparently, that's the new chant at sports. I saw arenas filled with people not wearing masks, probably because they had to show they were proof of vaccinated. I think, again, we're going to still see spread. Kids are supposed to be getting their vaccines. They say the FDA could approve COVID-19 vaccines for children under 12 by the end of the year. I heard that I believe last week they were saying they were hoping to get the result, the data by end of September so they could start approving by October. I just don't think they're going to be able to approve it in time, even emergency authorization, because they have to look at the myocarditis cases. They have to look at the period, the menstrual irregularities. And I think it's going to be a tough sell for parents. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.